Women are powerful and have accomplished great things. Yet, sometimes we suffer from self-doubt, fear, and limiting beliefs. We often believe that we are not good enough. These negative beliefs stop us from achieving our goals. Welcome to Sprinting to Success, a podcast dedicated to women who have experienced struggles, yet found ways to step into their power, their greatness, and learn to embrace challenges. These women will share their stories and give you insights to help you on your path so you can follow your dreams. And now, here's your host, Esme Lawrence.
My name is Esme Lawrence, and welcome to Sprinting to Success podcast. My guest today is the founder of Lemon Tree Nutrition. She's a certified holistic nutrition consultant who specializes in helping middle-aged women improve their energy level, sleep better, and invest in a long-term healthy lifestyle so they can be active as they want, accomplish their goals, and feel confident in their skin. Welcome to Sprinting to Success podcast, Shani Stillman.
Thank you, Esme Lawrence. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be a part of this.
Oh, I am so, I really appreciate the fact that you said yes to this. And so we're going to have a good time.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Oh, thank you. So tell me a bit about yourself.
For sure. So as you've mentioned, I'm a holistic nutrition consultant and I have a diploma in sports nutrition. I'm married and I have two amazing boys, of course, like every mom says about her boys,
right,
or her kids. We're a very active family and every one of us is involved in some kind of an activity that keeps us in proper shape.
Right.
I have been an employee forever. And until earlier this year, when I decided to make a substantial change and start my own company,
right,
I was already having some clients and consulting nutrition, but I wanted to make it official. And I decided to open Lemon Tree Nutrition and dedicate my whole time to this.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I have to tell you, Esme, holistic nutrition is really something that speaks to me because the approach looks at the body and mind as a whole.
Right.
It considers the emotional, the spiritual, and the environmental impact on the people. So it goes deep. And when I have a client, I take into account all these factors so I can better tailor the nutrition path for them. And that ensures success.
Right. So I'm going to take you back in time. So what are some of the struggles that you had, you know, maybe as a teenager or as an adult that brought you to this place where you are now, nutrition?
For sure. I don't know if my struggles were nutrition related all the way back to high school. High school was more like, you know, kind of typical to all teenagers. I was struggling to fit in. I did have a little bit of a weight problem, but I didn't realize it that it was just because I was at the stage where you become really, really hungry and you don't know why, but it's because the body is growing. So I did have a little bit extra weight, but once I grew tall, it all fixed itself. I was very active in high school as well, but I did participate in some sports, nothing official, nothing that I can say that affected my life today. I think it was more my years as an adult that have impacted my choices today.
Right. And what were some of those struggles as an adult that impacted your life today?
I think once I became a mom, it was all about lack of balance. I think that it's something that every mom experiences. Once you decide to have kids,
right,
you dedicate your life totally to raising them, making sure that they are okay, that they get what they need, that they're well taken care of, that they're happy. So I think my main issue was balance.
Right.
And at one point, I did notice that our nutrition could be improved. I accidentally saw this program that really impacted my life, and I was like, oh my God, I thought I was eating healthy and nourishing my family in the proper way, but I realized that maybe not, and there are some ways to improve.
Right.
So yeah, I think it was mainly balance, balancing my life as a mom and as an individual, as a woman, a working woman, if I may say. And
right.
Yeah, I think many of us are at the same place, don't you think?
Yes, we are. A lot of women really struggle with balance, you know, so of course we juggle a lot of things, right? You juggle, of course, you know, being a woman, you want to come home and you want to cook, you want to clean, you want to make sure the kids are okay, they're doing their homework. There's so many things that we juggle up and down, right? And so having
Absolutely.
A balance, and not to mention taking care of ourselves. Right. So we like to give, and if we end up not giving to ourselves, but giving to our husband, the kids, everybody else but ourselves.
Exactly.
So balance is something that when my kids were younger, I would struggle with that because, of course, my kids were all in different sports.
Right? to make things a bit harder.
Oh, to make it harder. And I said to myself, why did I just put them in one sport? Because I'm taking one to soccer, the other one to, you know, to tennis lessons or, you know, all these different things, you know, to track and field. Like, you know, I said, why wasn't I smarter than that?
Yeah, when all this time you're just one person trying to put yours as if we could divide ourselves into as many kids as we have, right?
Right, exactly. You know, so I end up being a chauffeur.
You know,
because I know at one point I just lived for my kids. That's why
Same
I lived.
Here.
It was just, you know, to make sure that everything was okay with them. You
Same
know?
Here.
And
yeah.
And as they got older, I kind of got lost.
Oh gosh, I can totally relate to that.
Tell me about how do you relate to that? That point where you got lost.
Well, I think I don't know if it's getting lost, but it's that sense of overwhelm. I think that you know what? Actually, no, I'm going to take your sentence on that because I think it's working well because it brings me to my next idea. Getting lost is kind of like forgetting about yourself. I don't know if it happened to you, but I, at one point, it happened later on in my late 30s and early 40s. I realized that I forgot about myself.
Yes.
I got lost in the race of life.
Yes.
And I just forgot about myself. I think if I look back, I don't even remember things about me, my preferences, stuff that I've done.
Yes.
I can tell you anything about the kids.
Right,
I can
exactly.
tell you stuff we did together, right? But I can't
right.
tell you, I did this for myself or did that for myself. And I think this is very common as well to many women because we're
yes.
so dedicated, as you just say.
Right.
Kids are everything for us, right? And we love them. And I am so appreciative of having my two boys, but it does come with a price. And it's a price that, of course, I'm happy to pay, but
That's
it
right.
takes a toll on you at a certain stage in life. And I think this is where I am in life. And this brings me to my next idea and why I chose to talk to or to treat, not treat, but to help women who are middle-aged. And the reason is because where we are at the point that it has to be about us at some point in our life.
Yes.
Do you think?
Oh, for sure. Because the kids mm-hmm. are going to grow up and they're going to leave the nest, empty nesters.
Yeah.
And then what are we going to do?
Exactly.
Right. You know, so we have, and of course, when they're gone, it's like, oh, talk about lost. You're really lost. It's like, what
That's
do I
right.
do? You know, where do I turn? You know, so it's really nice to have somebody like you would come in and show middle-aged women how to find themselves and how to stay healthy. So tell me, what is it that you do? How do you teach them to take care of themselves?
For sure. So I work with women, midlife, middle age. I don't know what exactly the name is to that range of 40 to 60 kind of years.
Right.
I help them make healthy choices and increase energy. And the reason that I chose increase of energy is because of my personal experience.
Right.
In my late 30s, early 40s, I suffered from fatigue. And Esme, I have to tell you, my breaking point or my lowest point was one day I got back from work and I got home. And you know how sometimes you say, oh, I'll just sit on the couch for a couple minutes and relax a little bit before I have to take on preparing supper and all this.
Right.
So I did that. And I was really, really exhausted in those years. And I sat on the couch and I just was watching mindless, silly programs on TV.
Yes.
And I was looking at the remote, which was on a little stool by me. And I was like, oh my God, I can't find the energy to lift my arm and reach for the remote. That's how exhausted I was.
Wow.
And this was it for me. I was like, okay, I had enough. I can't do this anymore. I know that I can do better. I know that I can be more active.
Right.
I know that I should be more active. I know that this is wrong. No one should feel like that.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I told my husband, listen, this is ridiculous. I can't live like that anymore. And I went to the doctor and he prescribed some things. And yes, I had things that I had to solve, which he definitely helped me with.
Right.
However, you know what's funny? I took the medication that he gave me and it didn't feel right. It didn't feel like it solved the problem. So, you know, like every person now, you go online and you start researching. And I researched and read so much. I spent hours and hours reading and trying to figure out what is going on. And I realized that a major part of my issues is my nutrition.
Yes.
And I didn't think of that because I thought I was eating healthy.
Right.
You know, I thought that if you have some fruits and vegetables and, you know, the occasional McDonald's won't harm you, then you're doing okay.
Right.
But no, apparently when you are that fatigued, there is a hidden thing that is happening in your body that you have to look into.
What is that?
So for me specifically, it was a combination of thyroid and low iron. However, these are not just the two factors. There's a huge list for different people that have fatigue because of so many different reasons. I may have it because of those two reasons.
Right.
My neighbor can have it for a list of other reasons, and my colleague can have it for a whole other reason. So our job is to go and find out what is going on and support it with nutrition, because nutrition is huge. It is.
Right.
It made such a huge difference for me that now I'm 50, I have more energy and I feel way better than I did in my 30s and 40s.
Wow.
Because, and I wanted to add that also at one point I thought, okay, the internet is great and provides me with so much information. However, you know, the more you learn, the more things may be overwhelming and confusing, because you read one doctor's opinion and it says this, and then you read another doctor's opinion and it says the opposite or something completely different, and you're confused and you don't know what's right for you.
Right.
So I decided to go to school.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah, to do it the right way.
Right.
And I attended school. I took 4 years in nutrition and sports nutrition. It was amazing experience. Esme, that made a huge impact on my life.
Wow.
I fixed what I felt with nutrition. I help my boys because they're active and they are in sports.
Right.
And they come to me and say, they had some objections when they were little because you know how kids are. They want to fit in and eat whatever everyone else wants.
Exactly.
Has.
Yes.
But now they come to me and they're like, oh, mom, do you have like a good smoothie you could recommend? Because today I have cardio or I have weight training. So what should I eat now? And what should I eat after? And I can tell them. And it's amazing because for me, it's like a power or a gift that gives me the ability to help other people to reach their goals. So choosing women that are in this range of age of 40 to 60, midlife, mid-age, whatever it would be, right, was a given to me because I was there and I can share my own experience and I could prove to people, hey, nutrition works. It works. And there are hundreds of documents that nutrition is a major factor in our life. So, yeah.
Awesome. So what advice do you give women to improve their energy levels, sleep better, invest in long-term healthy lifestyles? So if they come to you, somebody comes to you, and so what's the first thing you do?
Well, first of all, the most important thing is to remember that every person is different.
Right.
So what might work for one person may not work for another. So the first thing that I do is ask questions. And right. Esme, I ask lots of questions. And the funny thing, because I'm a holistic nutrition person, I ask sometimes questions that are not nutrition related.
Right.
For example, have you had trauma in your life? Or how do you sleep at night? Or how long have you had this issue for? So sometimes when people read my questionnaire, they're like, I don't know how that has to do with anything, but it does. The holistic approach looks at everything because right. if you don't sleep, it will affect the whole day after. And if you don't sleep for many, many months, that has a huge impact on your life.
Right.
Or if you had trauma, you might hold something inside that translates into some kind of a bodily reaction. So I ask a lot of questions, and after I get answers, I sit and analyze all the information that I get to make sure that I have the best and biggest picture and most detailed picture of the client that I'm trying to help. So yes, it's very individual. It's very tailored to the client. I don't believe that one program fits all.
Right.
Or one solution fits all. So we sit together and figure out the way to her goal.
That is awesome because you ask all these questions and not everybody's going to fit in the same mold. So then you you say, okay, this will work for you. And somebody else comes along and then you give them a different program, right? So what if a woman, she comes to you and she's struggling with her weight because she's not eating the right foods. How would you approach those issues?
For sure. So with weight, I think one of the things that is working a little against us is having so many options of diets out there. And
yes.
a lot of women go and say, oh, my friend went on keto and lost a whole bunch of weight, or
right.
my other friend went paleo, or this went on Atkins, or the other went on whatever, right? Like there are so many diets out there. There are so many options. So at the end of the day, if a woman is struggling with weight, I would tell her to see a professional nutrition consultant because, again, what works for one person wouldn't necessarily work to another. So a tailored program and a tailored plan
right.
would work for every woman because we're all different. Every person has a different background, different reasons for being overweight. Sometimes
right.
it's emotional, sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's a combination of both. Hormone changes, which is a huge factor in middle-aged women.
Right.
Hormones are a huge, huge factor, and not many people know that. And because hormones are so powerful, which hormone would you treat, right?
Right.
Like, would you go insulin? Would you go cortisol? What do you do, right? So a professional nutrition consultant would definitely be able to help.
Right. And tell them, yeah, give them the direction of, you know, like,
yeah.
What do you need? What's lacking in your body that they
Precisely.
Can replace? Right. Oh,
Precisely.
This is awesome. So what are the, like, you talk about paleo and all these different kinds of diet. What's the difference?
Oh, there are so many differences. I know the biggest trend right now is keto. Keto is extremely low carb diet. It has fantastic benefits. I don't want to go into it too deeply because everything is found on the internet. And again, exactly. there are pros and cons to everything.
Right.
But my point is that keto may be amazing for one person and almost harmful to another. And it all depends on your background, on your health.
Right.
If a woman is pregnant, if a woman is diabetic, if there are so many factors to consider that I can't say that one diet is better than the other. Again, it's something that has to be personalized for sure.
Definitely. So how does exercise play into healthy lifestyle?
Oh, thank you for asking that.
You're welcome. you knew I was going to ask you that as a former athlete.
An Olympian asking about exercise. Interesting.
That's right.
I love exercise. I am a huge advocate of exercise. I think that a lot of women do not know that exercise has an addicting component to it. Not in a bad way.
Not at all.
Not in a bad way. I mean, addiction is not a good thing, but here the addiction, maybe I shouldn't use the word addiction. Maybe there's a better word for it, but I'm sure you have experienced this high and this the adrenaline rush and all the happy hormones.
All the endorphins.
And the endorphins, right? Everything is rushing through your head. So, or your body. I think many women do not know that. And I wish they knew. I wish they would go and maybe go for a dancing class or Zumba or a really good fast walk or a swim or a hike and pay attention to how they feel during and after.
Yes.
And this feeling is addictive because it's kind of like a feeling of elation. And as me, you know how it is. There are some workouts that you're like, oh my God, I just want to go home.
That's right. I can't get myself off the track. I'm stuck to the wall.
Exactly. Like, I don't know, 10 times 400 meters. Like,
right.
Oh my God, what have I done? And you go through it and you cross the finish line after the last repetition. And you're like, oh my God, I did it.
Yes.
I did it. And it's not just cases like you that is Olympic level. I'm talking about finishing a Zumba class.
Right.
You're all sweaty. You're all heated up. You're all drained. But you are feeling like you can climb a mountain and you're happy. And you're like, what is this? This is fantastic. I want this again.
That's right.
So, oh my God, exercise is everything. Absolutely everything.
It really is. When I first met you, you were a participant in the master's program, in sports and running. I saw you ran and you're still doing it. I think
10 years.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I'm inspired by you.
Thank you.
You go and you're running the 100 meters.
I'm inspired by you.
Oh, well, thank you. We're inspired by each other.
How is that?
You know, and it's amazing because you're talking about the runner's high. You're talking about how you feel. It just builds confidence. I know that when I don't exercise, I know my body feels. You know, and so I always say to myself, okay, Esme, even though you're retired, get off the sofa and go and exercise.
Good for you.
You know, because it makes a big difference in my life and how I think, and it makes you sharper and just all the good stuff that it brings.
Absolutely.
You know, because I know some people say, oh, you know, I don't have time for exercise. Well, if you don't have time for exercise, you're going to have time for diseases.
You're going to have time. I agree. And I always say time is not something you have. Time is something you make.
Yes.
You need to make time to exercise because it's worth it.
You have
just listed a whole bunch of reasons. Right. And there are hundreds of other reasons. It's just fantastic. And I think maybe you and I, when we say exercise, it could be intimidating to some women. Right. It's just being active. Just right. move. Just create exactly. movement. You don't have to, you know, buy an expensive membership to the gym. Just go around the block five right. times. Exactly. That's
go,
it, right?
Go for a little walk.
Yeah.
As you said, just walk. Even when you go to work, take the stairs. Park
yes.
further away from work and walk.
Yeah. Simple things.
It adds up.
It does add up. And it makes you feel so much different
it does.
Much better.
It does. So I know you encourage people to drink water. Why is water, why is that important to our health?
So water is almost 70% of our planet. And surprisingly, it's almost 70% of our body. So right. water is a huge component of our body, and almost all the systems in our body, the digestive system, respiration, everything is involving water. If you lack water, it could start affecting your body in ways that you wouldn't even imagine.
Right.
Concentration, sleep, fatigue, hunger. A lot of people confuse hunger with thirst. And I always advocate my clients, you know, when you're feeling hungry, not when you're starving, like, you know, after a workout that you really need to take some food in, but right. like, just, you're kind of like, even bored, you know, how often do we approach a piece of snack or whatever, just because we are bored? I say, take a glass of water and sip it.
Yes.
Sip the glass of water and then ask yourself, am I as hungry? Do I really need that snack? And more often than not, we are not really hungry. It's just thirst.
Right.
And water has an amazing effect on our body. Constipation and hormones.
Right.
And just, I try to, okay, maybe I'm not a very good example because I drink a minimum of 3 liters per day. I know it's quite a lot, but I also sweat a lot in my workouts.
Right, exactly.
But I think if women could reach a minimum of 2 liters per day, which is around 8 to 10 cups of water per day, again, depending on your size and your lifestyle and everything, but the average of 2 liters per day, I think that would help them in many ways that they may not realize.
Oh, for sure. I mean, like I said, my oldest son is a swimmer. And so I keep saying to him, I said, you need to drink more water.
Yes.
You know, because it benefits you and you're sweating so much, right? You know, that you have to make sure.
Even in the water, right?
Even in the water, you have to make sure that you know, because sometimes, you know, you end up in a cramp. I said, my son, you need to drink water.
Absolutely.
And I'll say, keep track. I actually bought him a journal and say, write these things down. Write down your workouts. Write down how many cups of water you drank. And sometimes I look at it, it's like 2 cups. It's like, what?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You're going to have problems, right? So you have to drink water.
Doesn't
matter,
you know,
if you're an athlete or just, you know, a regular person on the street, you must drink water.
I totally agree. And I know it's winter time that we're getting into, and I know it's cold and all that. And sometimes it's harder to drink water, or
right.
the thought of having a cold glass of water is not appealing.
Right.
But you know, when you have soup or tea, or even if you have tons of vegetables, vegetables are high in water content.
Yes.
They could be considered into your water intake. So
that's right.
If your diet is full of water, that's a huge thing as well. So you can take that into consideration.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Those are great nuggets. And I love all the wisdom. I love all the wisdom that you threw at me today.
I love it.
So now, Shani, go back to your younger self. Who may have felt afraid or felt, any doubt. So what words of wisdom would you give yourself so she can believe in herself?
Oh my, that's a big one. To be honest, as a younger, much younger me, I was a pleaser. We had a certain event in our family that impacted us in a very extreme way. And the effect on me was to become a pleaser.
Right.
And it didn't work well for me. It actually worked against me many, many times in my life. So I think the advice I would give my younger self would be to not try and please other people, but be true and honest to myself and to care less about what other people think and focus more on being a kind, humble person who is right. good to both himself and to the people that are around him. So, right. yeah.
Great advice, because you can't please everyone, you know?
No, and you shouldn't. Yes. And you shouldn't.
That's a disaster for life, pleasing yes. everyone, because no matter what you do, there are people out there that's not going to be happy. So,
and it's you know, there's a big chance you would fail.
Exactly.
And who wants that, right?
Oh, for sure. Now, yeah. this is the last question.
Yeah.
You are very successful.
Thank you.
You know, now they're going out there and becoming an entrepreneur. So what is it that you're still struggling with now?
I think it would be being hard on myself. I don't stop and see my little wins
right.
and I don't stop and see how far I have become.
Yes.
But as me, I have to tell you, I'm extremely lucky because I have this amazing husband and friends that right. remind me of that. And they are constantly supporting me and telling me, Shani, look what you did so far. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot to look at that. So.
Right.
I think I could improve on being less hard on myself. And
oh,
that's
sure.
probably true to so many women out there. I think it's a part of who we are,
right.
almost our DNA, right?
Exactly. Well, Shani, you are blessed. So I'm going to give it a last word. What do you want to share with our audience today?
Well, I think if we go back to women's health, I think it's very easy to feel overwhelmed with all the diet options out there and all the new trends that start really on a daily basis. It could be frustrating. It could be confusing. And you know what? Maybe not even successful to you, to yourself, because you may be different from other people. And I'll give you an right. example. You could be at work. And this lady who went on a certain diet lost a whole bunch of weight, and you went on the same diet and didn't lose a pound.
That's right.
And the only reason is because we are different, and what makes something work for one person may not necessarily work for another. So
right.
I think what I want to share with women is really go see someone professional. Go see a nutrition consultant who can help you and guide you and tailor the diet and nutrition that would work for you and will make you reach your goal.
Oh, and on that note, I want to say thank you for joining me today on Sprinting to Success
thank
podcast.
You.
And thank you, listeners, for listening. To learn more about Shani, go to esmelawrence.com. Thank you and have an amazing day.
Thank you so much. And again, my name is Shani. I'm from Lemon Tree Nutrition, and I'm sprinting to success with Esme Lawrence.
Thank you for listening to Sprinting to Success with your host, Esme Lawrence. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this show on iTunes. For more information about Esme and to hear other episodes of the show, go to esmelawrence.com. The information in this podcast is not intended as a substitute for professional or medical treatment or advice. Always seek advice from your healthcare provider.